is really odd to not be celebrating with the city of Indianapolis like I'm used to. I can't even count how many people come in to IRT to see Christmas Carol, and it starts, you know, mid-October for us rehearsing, and it goes all the way up to Christmas Eve or sometimes the day after Christmas.
But you're part of This Wonderful Life. Actually, you are This Wonderful Life. You are the entire show. How did you prepare all these multiple characters to present on a stage with no audience, but with a bunch of cameras so it can be presented virtually?
One thing I did not do, oddly enough, was watch the movie again. I wanted to trust the memory of what I had from that movie. I've seen it a bazillion times. So I trusted it was deep inside me, and I let the characters just naturally come out. And then as far as the camera, you know, it's weird. I never, ever had a laugh during this process. I mean, in the room, I had Ben Hanna, the director, Nathan Garrison, the stage manager, Becky Robler, the production assistant, and me. And that was it. Because of COVID, we used some of the same protocols that some major sports have used so they can play and keep each other safe. We all were tested at least twice a week. We had to stay in one small section of the Indiana Repertory Theater on the third floor in the rehearsal room. We had one bathroom we could use. And then when we went down to the stage, we had to stick to the dressing rooms and the stage. Also, regarding the camera work, Ben Hanna did a phenomenal job directing me more for cameras in a theater and less for an audience of 600 people. He used some of my strengths, some of my movement background, but he augmented them to keep in mind that we're playing for a camera, not an audience.
Do you think this production will come back again, or will you hopefully go back to A Christmas Carol possibly next year?
I thought of Wonderful Life in the way that maybe this is something that I can keep in my back pocket, because I think that's a show, Wonderful Life is a show that's in my bones. It felt really, really good to play that show. And I feel like I could play it again. Funny thing, it was a luxury to have the big buildup through the technical rehearsal and then just have to do it once for the camera. And now people can watch it as many times as they want, and I get to rest. because this show, in a normal, you know, 40 show run, oh boy, it would have really rocked my world. I think I could get through it. It'd be great. But I was pretty gassed after just leading up to taping it, you know?
Well, thank you, Rob. We look forward to seeing it and continue to break a leg.
Jill, thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you.